Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Cairo, Egypt. Pope Francis was recently in Egypt not to honor the Coptic Church, but instead to empower the Islamic world. That's the headline. In one moment, Mike Gendron will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Pope, I understand, is to Egypt. I understood at first that it was to defend and support the Coptics.
The Pope is really more interested, I think, in building bridges into Islam. This is his stated goal. He wants to draw Muslims into Roman Catholicism, and so what he's doing is he's building bridges into what he considers moderate Islam, but we know that radical Islam is pretty much throughout the Middle East, and the Pope either knows that and is not acknowledging it, or maybe he's not aware of it.
Well, then I understand if that be the case, he's on his way to Egypt for the purpose of apologizing for the Islamic people and what they did to the Coptic Church on Palm Sunday when there was an attack on two of the very large Coptic churches there in Egypt. So Pope is not necessarily going to support the Coptics, but instead apologize, am I correct, to the Islamic world?
Well, you're right. He wants to contribute an interreligious dialogue, not only with Muslims, but with the Coptics. You know, his goal is to bring all people under the power and influence of the Pope. And oftentimes, as I see the Pope building bridges into Islam, I'm reminded of just how much in common Roman Catholicism has with Islam. And, Jimmy, you know that in the end times, all the nations of the world will come against Israel. There is a strong movement of anti-Semitism in the world, and both Islam and Roman Catholicism has a history of persecuting the Jews. Their anti-Semitism and their common hatred for the Jewish people really turns out to be a strong bond for unity.
Mike Gendron reporting on the Pope's visit to Egypt. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The visit to Egypt by Pope Francis was promoted as a pilgrimage to comfort the Coptic Church. However, it became a time for the leader of the Catholic Church in Rome to strengthen Islam as a mainstream religious group. There are questions about the true faith of the Coptics and the Catholics, but there is no doubt that Islam is a false religiosity. Both of these religions detest the Jewish people, God's chosen people. That is the commonality between the Catholics and Islam. That commonality between the Catholics and Islam is that all of those of each religion are not saved, do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You must remember it's the will of our Lord Jesus Christ that all should be saved. We hasten to tell you what Jesus said. It is His will that all should come to know Him as Lord and Savior. That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...